Well, last Wednesday, the Australian share market hit a seven-month high, but it's quite clear that the enthusiastic buying we saw on the Aussie market in January and February certainly has died down from the start of March. But having said that, here are five things to watch this week. Number one, Brexit. MPs voted by a small majority last week to force Prime Minister Theresa May to actually ask the European Union for a Brexit extension. Now, the Prime Minister May is due to attend an emergency summit held in Brussels this Wednesday, but ahead of that is set to meet the leaders of both France and also Germany. And if nothing changes, if the EU pushes back, then the UK will leave the European Union this Friday, and that, of course, will be important for currencies. Number two, the end of daylight saving. Now, obviously, this is not a market-moving event, but it is important to note that it does change trading times for some in Australia. In fact, the US markets will open and close an hour earlier than last week, from 11:30 p.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The European markets will now trade from 5 p.m. to 1:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and many of the markets across Asia will open at either 10, 11 or 11:30 a.m. Number three, election uncertainty. The federal budget was handed down last Tuesday. This was then followed by opposition leader Bill Shorten delivering his budget reply. The government is yet to announce an election date, but there is speculation this could very well be in the second half of May. Now, regardless, both parties are already campaigning. Well, it's not really a market-moving event. It certainly can see political uncertainty for the next month, month and a half. And this takes us to the next point, number four, consumer confidence. Now, there's a lack of major economic news out this week locally, but consumer confidence figures will receive some attention, particularly because it's the first chance to see how consumers have reacted to last week's federal budget. We had a bit of a pullback in consumer confidence in March, but heading into the election, consumer confidence can be a little more volatile than usual. And number five, some corporate events. Rio Tinto holds its annual general meeting in London later in the week, the Bank of Queensland out with some half-year profit results, and billions will be paid out in dividends from companies like Wesfarmers, Link, CSL, and also Flight Centre. Enjoy the week ahead.